We watch a little ancient TV while the jump clock counts down. It's one of my favorite episodes, where the starship goes through a wormhole and ends up in an alternate reality. All of the crew members have evil counterparts, clearly identified by their facial hair or revealing clothing, depending on gender. We chuckle at the cliches. When the jump clock hits 10 seconds, I pause the show. We count the last few seconds aloud, as if we're at a party on New Year's Eve. When we reach zero, nothing happens. They say jump feels different to everyone. I normally feel a wave washing through the ship, bow to stern. But this time, I feel nothing. That was weird.
Smoothest jump I've had in ages.
O'Neill flicks the show back on. I pause it again. That's what I mean. I didn't feel anything. Did you? Maybe there was a malfunction.
No.
He sits up a little straighter and scrubs a hand through his hair.
We definitely jumped.
How do you know? He doesn't respond, but his hand clamps onto my forearm, and he gestures at the cabin. I glance at him in concern, then gaze around the small room. It's as if a filter has been laid over my vision. I still see the elegant living room with its thick carpet and comfortable couches, but I also see bare, scarred deck, Plastec furniture, and a blank wall between me and the massive external windows. What is going on? I blink and rub my eyes. Nope, still the same. You see it too? He shifts away from me, standing in a smooth motion to face the door.
I see a second reality, as if we've jumped halfway into another place.
How is that even possible? I rise slowly, rubbing my eyes again. It's like that show we just watched. He shakes his head sharply, then pushes me behind him, so he stands between me and the door. A weapon has appeared in his hand, but it's different from his usual mini-blaster. I can't tell at a quick glance why it looks wrong, but it does.
Vanti isn't answering my calls.
He rubs behind his ear with his free hand.
I'm not getting any indication I'm connecting to anything. See what you get.
As I flick my holo ring and initiate a call to Leo, the visual overlay starts to fade. The elegant cabin dissolves, leaving only the utilitarian compartment. My clothing has changed as well. My cozy pajama pants and tank top have disappeared, and I wear a coverall, much like the one I wore for years as a maintenance tech. This one is gray rather than tan, and my name is stenciled on the left side of my chest. Morgan. Leo's call icon disappears, and I'm left with a holo showing a blank screen. Not even a login screen. I think we're all the way in.
All the way in what?
O'Neill moves to the bedroom door, but it's gone. This room is much smaller, as if our original suite had been partitioned into several cabins. The alternate reality, the other universe, whatever we jumped into, we're 100% there now.